Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people, created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Like the ticking of a mechanical clock, aging is gradual. Little changes day by day until a family has to face a decision.
Parents are getting old.
Yeah, I was afraid that was going to happen.
I think when we get back home this April, we have to look into Elmwood. Have we talked about that to you?
It's a
assisted living community.
Okay.
Your father doesn't want to do it. You know him. He hates old people. Shuts me up every time I mention it. But I'm going to need more and more help, and I don't want to burden him with it.
I'll look into it, Mom.
It's very nice. He's scared. He's so scared. He doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want to show it. He panics every time I leave the room for 5 minutes, you know?
He loves you, Mom.
Yeah. He loves me.
Actress Linda Lavin playing a woman getting Alzheimer's, and Brian Greenberg, her son, in a scene from a new film, A Short History of Decay. The film is part of the growing national consensus that aging and dementia are becoming a critical public health issue. Talking about needing help or the possibility of something like Alzheimer's disease are sensitive issues for families, but they shouldn't be for policymakers.
Americans whisper the word Alzheimer's because their government whispers the word Alzheimer's. And although a whisper is better than the silence that the Alzheimer's community has been facing for decades, it's still not enough. It needs to be yelled and screamed to the point that it finally gets the attention and the funding that it deserves and needs.
That's actor Seth Rogen, not looking for laughs, before the Senate earlier this year, talking about the fact that in 2014, an estimated 5.2 million Americans have Alzheimer's. That includes approximately 200,000 individuals younger than age 65. The feature film, A Short History of Decay, does not yell and scream about the challenges of living with Alzheimer's. In fact, the only yelling and screaming in the film is me, actually. I play a right-wing newscaster in one cameo scene that is incidental to the story. But being cast connected me with the director of the film, Michael Maron, and he says this gentle, powerful film is inspired by his own family's experience.
The genesis of the film was actually seeing my mother in the very early stages of Alzheimer's, you know, the very early stage where we were in sort of denial, you know, which is, oh, you know, grandma's starting to forget a few things and get a little wacky. But we all knew what was going on. And so that sort of netherworld really interested me. And also the character of a woman in the early stages who's very well aware that the things that are in her life now, she is going to forget soon.
This reminds me of the powerful experience of seeing the Maggie Thatcher movie and you know, the just amazing sense of, wow, is she there, is she not there? Linda Lavin conveys how she's compensating. She conveys when she's forgetting something, you kind of see it in her eyes, and then she shifts, she changes the subject to, can I get you something to eat kind of thing. It's so chilling but absolutely natural.
I got that from watching my mother. And what I realized was that even though we all knew that the Alzheimer's was starting to kick in, she did everything she could to cover up for it, which would be changing the subject when she had to, pretending that, oh, yeah, I just forgot that, I'm sorry. There's the moment where, you know, she confuses her two granddaughters.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
I didn't know you could do this. Hi, sweeties. Oh, look at you. It's wonderful to see you. Hi, Molly.
I'm Ashley.
Oh, of course. I know that. I know you're Ashley. You're growing up so fast.
And it brought me back. Actually, this happened with my mother after we had wrapped the film. But she said to me, like, you know, well, so, you know, how's Jackie? And I said, Jackie's my brother's daughter, Mom. And she said, oh, no, I know that, but I thought you'd seen her recently. But so, yes, there was always this sort of process of covering up. And this thing that happens within families is that whatever comes into the family gets normalized fairly quickly.
There's a normalization, but there's also a we don't talk about this kind of thing. The line, we're losing her, which is sort of emotional pivot of the film, is really all about what we do and don't talk about in families.
Well, and that's that scene with Harris Yulin and Brian Greenberg in the car, yeah. And it's funny because that's a scene where 90% of what happens in that scene is conveyed without words.
How you doing with Mom?
What do you mean?
How you doing? You guys all right?
We're losing her. Now you know that, right?
Yeah.
Because this is almost toward the end of the movie, and they've never talked about this. They've just sort of existed in this world.
Every family has that moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you? Did you?
We did. You know, I remember I called my... We knew something was up with my mother. We knew my mother had Alzheimer's because her father died of Alzheimer's and two of her sisters had died of Alzheimer's. So it's in the family. She's going through these symptoms. And I was on the phone, and I remember I was in Sun Valley at the writers' conference,
right.
And sitting in a rented car, and I called my father, and I just said, like, you know, what's going on? I mean, I just had this conversation with Mom, and it's this long thing, and he sort of said, I don't know. I don't know that it's Alzheimer's. I'm thinking, oh yeah, you do. You know that it's Alzheimer's, but we never talked about it. It never. And then somewhere along the line, it was my mother who told my wife that there had, in fact, been a diagnosis. But I don't think the word Alzheimer's has passed between me and my mother ever, and or between me and my father more than once or twice.
Decay is in the title of this film, and Alzheimer's is all about the decay of the mind. But yet, as you describe these little deceptions, these ritualized kinds of tiptoeing around a big issue, it's breathtaking what the mind is capable of, even in decay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, again, in reality, and one of the things I worked with Linda Lavin on quite a bit in terms of playing the character was that when she's in a very cosseted, comfortable environment, she can seem very lucid. And then you put her in the supermarket with 5,000 choices, and she suddenly can't remember what to buy or what you know. Even though she has a list, she starts getting very, very confused.
Do you think one of the missions of this film is to have that every family will understand the experience of this decay, that they will go back to this film as like, oh, you know, I first encountered that in this classic story about something that's happening to me and so many of my friends?
Yeah, I think that most people will recognize something in it, and people of a certain age will recognize a lot more in it. And if you're not recognizing it yet, I think you will someday. And you may see the movie now and wonder, what does this have to do with me? Well, you will know probably in 10 years or something like that.
Michael Maron is the writer and director of A Short History of Decay. The movie is in theaters this weekend.